Hubble Space Telescope imaging reveals that SN2015BH is much fainter than its progenitor, by Jacob E. Jenkson et al. We present Hubble Space Telescope (HST) imaging of the site of SN2015BH in the nearby spiral galaxy NGC 2770 taken between 2017 and 2019, nearly 4 years after the peak of the explosion. In 2017-2018, the transient fades steadily in optical filters before declining more slowly to F814W equals minus 7.2 mag in 2019, nearly 4 mag below the level of its eruptive luminous blue variable LBV progenitor observed with HST in 2008-2009. The source fades at a constant color of F555W, F814W equals 0.3 mag until 2018, similar to SN2009IP and consistent with a spectrum dominated by continued interaction of the ejector with circumstellar material CSM. A deep optical spectrum obtained in 2021 lacks signatures of ongoing interaction. LH alpha is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 39 erg S1 for broadened emission is less than or equal to 2000 km S1, but indicates the presence of a nearby H2 region is less than or equal to 300%. The color evolution of the fading source makes it unlikely that emission from a scattered light echo or binary ob companion of the progenitor contributes significantly to the flattening of the late time light curve. The remaining emission in 2019 may plausibly be attributed to an unresolved is less than or equal to 3% young stellar cluster. Importantly, the color evolution of SN2015BH also rules out scenarios in which the surviving progenitor evolves back to a hot, quiescent, optically faint state or is obscured by nascent dust. The simplest explanation is that the massive progenitor did not survive. SN2015BH, therefore, likely represents a remarkable example of the terminal explosion of a massive star preceded by decades of end-stage eruptive variability. This was Hubble Space Telescope imaging reveals that SN2015BH is much fainter than its progenitor, by Jacob E. Jenkson et al.